This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 100 people killed in Israeli airstrikes today, hundreds wounded. That's what Lebanon says after Israel hit hundreds of targets in Lebanon. The AP's Karen Shamas with the latest.
The Israeli military has said it has struck 300 targets in Lebanon. The Israeli army announced the strikes on social media. It's one of the most intense barrages of airstrikes in nearly 1 year of fighting against Hezbollah. When asked about a possible ground operation in southern Lebanon, Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said the Israeli military will do whatever it takes to return Israeli residents back to northern Israel.
Pope Francis is canceling his audiences today because of a slight flu-like state, says the Vatican. No known arrests yet in that weekend shooting that killed 4 people and injured 17 others in Birmingham, Alabama. Police describe it as a targeted hit by shooters who opened fire outside a night spot late Saturday. Now to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And who wants another debate? The AP's Jennifer King has this.
I would like another debate.
On the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris says she wants another debate with Donald Trump.
There's more to talk about, and the voters of America deserve to hear.
The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started.
At a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina this weekend, Donald Trump says he's not interested.
It's like a fighter who goes into the ring and gets knocked out. The first thing he says is, I want a rematch.
Harris pressed the issue at a fundraiser in New York City yesterday, where aides said she raised $27 million in 1 day, her largest fundraising haul since she moved to the top of the ticket. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Massachusetts State Police have suspended full contact boxing training activities among recruits for the time being after a trainee died. This is AP News. There is some advice for those of you who are thinking about signing up for those store credit cards. The AP's Shelley Adler has it.
There are pros and cons to store credit cards. When shopping for the upcoming holiday season, experts suggest to be cautious about store credit cards. Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com, has a good reason why.
The average general purpose credit card charges about 20%, and the average store card charges about 30%. So really, buyer beware.
But what if you can get a good discount?
If you're at the checkout counter and the cashier says, do you want to save 20% off today's purchase by signing up for our credit card? It's not a good choice if you're going to carry a balance.
But if you pay off your bill and you shop at the store a lot, get the card along with the discount. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas prices holding steady at $3.20 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.